And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. We're going to be discussing today something of just maximum importance. Importance to your life, to your survival, and that of your loved ones as well. Even the United States of America itself as a nation. I want to talk to you today on the topic of the Hunger Games and the report from Iron Mountain. Two subjects that are related, that go together. The Hunger Games, and then the report from Iron Mountain. A number of years ago, I did a report entitled The Report from Iron Mountain, in which I reviewed the book by the same title, The Report from Iron Mountain. It was a 1967 publication by a small publisher called Dial Press, although a larger New York publisher published another edition a few years later. And then a number of other pirate editions came out when the book became unavailable. But patriots wanted everybody to know what the subject matter was of the book, so they began to put out pirate editions. Report from Iron Mountain was the name of the 1967 book. It purported or claimed to be a leaked top-secret government report. And it argued that although world peace was a nice, fine idea, the economy of war was a vital part of global stability. In other words, if you did away with war, what would be a substitute for it? Because it seems that our dictatorship governments, the New World Order boys, have, produced so much for themselves, their greedy selves, through war. World War I, World War II, and maybe even the coming World War III. You see, result in realignment of nations, entire populations being destroyed and exterminated, concentration camps being set up, new nations being formed afterwards. That's how Israel became a nation, because of the dislocations and the horrors of World War II. And so they were set up as a nation in 1948, just a few years later. Red China really came to power, the communists there, in 1949, after World War II and its ravages, especially in Manchuria and other parts of China, the Japanese fighting with the Chinese and with the Russians and other nations. So World War I, of course, produced the Soviet Empire, Russia. And 66 million people were massacred, mostly Christians, by the communist Jews in Russia. All thanks to the turmoil of that war. Now in the Middle East today, we're having wars in every country. Libya, Yemen, Afghanistan, Iraq, maybe Iran next. Turmoil everywhere. In destabilization in such nations as Egypt. So war seems to be a staple, and the elite, the Illuminati elite, and the secret societies and their leaders thrive on war. But could there be a substitute for war? Because, it could be that war has unintended consequences that are not quite palatable to the elite. A war may not turn out to be exactly what they wanted. They had a pretty hard time getting rid of Hitler, did they not? Well, in any case, the report from Iron Mountain was a very interesting report, and it was said to be an actual classified government report. And what it was they stated that, in the early 60s, leading on up to 1967, that certain experts in various areas of government, I think 15 of them in all, went down deep under the earth in Iron Mountain in the state of New York, one of these underground bases. And there they met, and then they met other places at the Pentagon and at the White House in the basement there, and finally came up with a report for the President of the United States. And they gave the report to Lyndon B. Johnson. All right? And, you know, there are different accounts of what Lyndon B. Johnson did with it or thought about the report. I want to talk about the report from Iron Mountain, what it said. Could it possibly be that there are substitutes for war? Then I'm going to show you how a recent movie, The Hunger Games, the film, relates to the report from Iron Mountain. And then we're going to go back to you, dear listener, and you will see that both The Hunger Games and the report from Iron Mountain impact on your life. Folks, something is going on that I call the quickening. The quickening. The whole earth seems to be alive with movement. And we're developing a great big brother police state in America and in Europe and throughout the world. Recently, Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State under George W. Bush as president, admitted that the homeland security of the United States is patterned on the programs of the Israeli Mossad and the Shin Bet of Israel. She says, we went to Israel and studied their homeland security and adopted that system for America. That's why it includes torture, a international system of gulag prison camps. It includes searches and restrictions on people's lives and Big Brother snooping and watching us and surveying us 24/7. Recently, my good friend Bob Treves, in his Christian ministry, in his publication, the Cherith, Cherith Chronicle of July, August, 2012, quoted from the book of Jeremiah, where it reads, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be stirred up from the remote parts of the earth. A great whirlwind. God is going to stir up a whirlwind, or allow the devil to do it. A great whirlwind of evil. And you know what? Great harm and damage and death and bloodshed a tornado or a hurricane or a tsunami can bring. And in his most recent magazine, he had a feature article entitled, It Is Coming Fast. The whirlwind is coming fast. And it is. It's such gargantuan, huge proportions, and it's traveling so fast in velocity that none of us can keep up with all the information. It's almost like reverberating back and forth. Have you ever been a tunnel or something and you tried to cry out or speak and the sounds kept coming back to you and you'd get confused because you'd say something and while you were finishing that statement, it was coming, the first parts of it were already coming back to your ears. So you were getting confused by simultaneous messages. That's sort of what's happening today. Things are happening so fast we can't keep track with them all. And it's dramatic and it's frightening to so many. Let's start first today with The Hunger Games, the movie. Recently this movie came out. By the way, it's going to be a trilogy. They're going to have three movies. They've already done the first Hunger Games movie. And was it ever a hit? They say it was like Star Wars or Close Encounters of the Third Kind or one of these movies in impact. And boy, it broke just about all the box office records. It was a science fiction adventure film. And it stars some new stars and some old stars. The story takes place, the plot of the movie, The Hunger Games, takes place in a dystopian. That means something horrible occurs on the earth, and rather than a utopia, it turns out to be an apocalyptic scenario. You know, like the old Mel Gibson movies, Mad Max or Thunderdome or one of those. In other words, horrible things have happened on earth, and now we have dictatorships and Big Brother governments, and something is going on that we would call blood games, but are called in the movie Hunger Games. Here's what is occurring in the movie. And I'm just going to give you a brief overview. In this post-apocalyptic future, there's a nation called Panem where 12 boys and 12 girls must participate in the Hunger Games. Now, this is a global televised event annually in which these young people, boys and girls, 12 and 12, are called tributes. Now, tribute is almost like a sacrifice, and that's what they are. Sacrifices. They're required to fight to the death until there is one remaining victor. The victor, if she or he is successful, it's good for them because, you see, there's not enough of anything in this future world. It's not a world of plenty, but a world of want, of hunger, of starvation. And these boys and girls fight and kill each other to survive, and the survivor, his or her family gets fed and has shelter. That's the reward. Can you imagine fighting to the death, killing others, and it being televised to the whole world? And all the world claps and applauds as one dies and this one goes on and that one, and they have their favorites. It's like the gladiatorial games. Blood games. And people are thrilled over it. Over watching it on TV. And naturally, you know, the young, beautiful girl and her boyfriend, they finally, I guess, succeed. But there's going to be a movie number two and a movie number three. Who knows what will happen? Folks, I believe the Hunger Games is giving us a message. Hollywood often does. Hollywood is packed brim full with satanic producers, directors, and actors and actresses. And we can see movie after movie, Eyes Wide Shut, and many others that are true in that they depict real things going on in the world. This has not happened yet in America, but possibly it will, and very soon. Things can happen so fast you would be shocked. I remember, I think it was in the 60s, maybe 68 or so. Forget the exact date. I would often read about foreign events as a young man. And I would read about things going on in the nation of Indonesia. Indonesia has, you know, today almost 200 million citizens. At that time, they had a man that was, oh, I guess you could call him sort of mildly communist, sort of like a Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. His name was Sukarno. He was overthrown by in a military coup. He seemed to have total control over the nation. He was head of the army. But I opened up the newspaper and suddenly just to find out that there was a military coup and Sukarno was overthrown. And the people were aroused over this and they went to the streets demonstrating and fighting and killing each other. And within just a couple of days, over a million people were murdered by each other. And I remember reading and seeing a story and a picture in Time and Newsweek. And one showed a soccer match, sort of an impromptu soccer match by youths, boys, on a vacant field, strewn with garbage and so forth. But they were busy enjoying their soccer match in the midst of all the carnage around them. And they didn't play, though, with soccer balls. They played with human heads. They'd been dismembered from bodies of victims. Imagine playing soccer with human heads. And it happened overnight. It seemed like a peaceful nation. Many years ago, I was assigned by the Air Force, spent 2 years in the nation of Thailand. And I was stationed at a base that was really on the border where you could see across the river to the nation of Cambodia. And everybody told me that's a friendly nation over there. They haven't had great relations with Thailand, but like the Thai people, they're friendly, they're gentle. It's called the land of the gentle people. Friendly. They smile a lot. But just a few short years later, that nation where they're at Nakhon Phanom Air Base, and I looked across the river and could see the people, and sometimes they would wave to me. Friendly. Turned out not to be such a friendly place. when the Khmer Rouge, the red communist, with red Chinese support, took over the government. They evacuated the capital city where about a fourth of the people were, a huge city, Phnom Penh. And its 1.5 million inhabitants were forced out of the city. If you were not able to leave your hospital bed or whatever, they just shot you dead and left you behind. They forced all the inhabitants out of the city. They had no food, though. They forced them into the countryside where most of them starved to death. The ones that were not bludgeoned to death by rifle butts and billy clubs and shot in the head. They say that up to 40% of the entire nation of Cambodia was butchered by the communists. 40% of all the people. Now, folks, in America today, we have 320 million people. 40% would be 125 million. Can you imagine? From sea to shining sea, bodies, dead people, butchered. I think that's where we're headed. I think we have Barack Obama, who will bring us the communist dystopia, the anti-utopia. This is the Sovietization of America with Obamacare, with gulag camps, and everybody from Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and all Laura Ingraham and Ann Coulter all telling you that torture is good. Of course, they even give it a new name, a euphemism. It's not torture. It's coercive interrogation. As you're there screaming in pain and agony, they say, we're not torturing you. We're doing it for the good of America anyway. As Jesus said, they will kill you and think that they do God's service. And no doubt the CIA and the army agents and the Israeli Mossad that are torturing people in these American gulags like Guantanamo, and it's only one of dozens like it around the world, think that they're doing their God service. And they are. Their God is Lucifer. Oh, they're obedient to their deity. Are they not? The Hunger Games could happen in America. And food could be the greatest preoccupation of your life and my life, dear friends. That's why I wrote Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos. And later on, I'm going to tell you how to get that book, Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos. That's why I wrote the book, Project Lucid. That's why I warned you recently with my new book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. There is a conspiracy aimed at the jugular vein of every American citizen. It's the Zionist and the communist, and they're in league together. The Zionists are the communists. Don't you know that Karl Marx, the father of communism, was a Zionist freak? A Jew? Do you not know that Vladimir Lenin was a Jew? That Trotsky was a Jew? That 19 of the 22 members of the Politburo, the highest political agency that ran the nation of the empire of the Soviet Union, 19 of the 22 top leaders were Jews? And now, get my video, Rothschild's Choice, about Barack Obama and the murderous cabal that is out to destroy America. And you will see a group of Jews that are running America. Barack Obama is simply a symbol of change and hope. He is a fake. He is a pseudo-president. He's half black, half white, half real. And he is a communist who was raised by communists like Frank Marshall Davis, his mentor, who taught him both to be a homosexual, and he is a homosexual, married or not, folks, listen up. He is a homosexual. That's why on the very cover of Newsweek magazine was a picture of him with a halo, like a rainbow, over his head. And it said, Barack Obama, America's first gay president. But he wasn't. George W. Bush was gay. George Herbert Walker Bush was gay. And Bill Clinton was a bisexual. And he was married, of course, to Hillary Rodham Clinton, a lesbian. But we'll save that for another time. Let's talk some more about the Hunger Games and the report from Iron Mountain. It is coming fast, says my friend Bob Treves. Recently, the Department of Homeland Security, remember, it's based on the Israeli pattern, purchased 450 million rounds of hollow point ammunition, bullets. 450 million. Goodness sakes, that must have cost a lot of money. Now, the hollow point bullets are prohibited by the Geneva Convention for battlefield use. But Homeland Security ordered 450 million rounds? How many of us are they going to kill? They're preparing for a war in America. But we're not going to be invaded by the Red Chinese or Venezuela, other than the illegal immigrants coming in from Mexico and Central and South America and from Asia. We're not going to be invaded by the Red Chinese. They don't have any way to get over here. I'm sure a few hundred thousand can come by boat and, you know, hide on cargo ships as illegal immigrants, fly in on aircraft. They can't take over America. They can't bring in a full New World Order dictatorship. Not the Chinese, not the Mexicans, not the Venezuelans. And certainly not the Arab terrorists. Pitiful as they are. I mean, the Arab terrorists, the poor Palestinians have to fight the tanks and the battlefield helicopter gunships and the F-16 aircraft with their missiles in Israel that we've given Israel. They have to use rocks. Are we going to be conquered by a bunch of terrorists who have rocks? Forget that. Our enemy in America, says Barack Obama, said George W. Bush, said Bill Clinton and Janet Reno, his attorney general, and no doubt Eric Holder, the current attorney general, the enemy of America, a new America, a third wave America, the enemy of the new America, the communist America, is you. Look in the mirror, friends. Go look in the mirror. You're the enemy. You're the domestic terrorist. You're a Christian. Ooh, how horrible you are. You're a patriot. They want to get rid of you. You believe in the Constitution. You might even be one of the guys that said you're going to vote for Ron Paul. You are a danger. But it doesn't matter who you vote for. They've got Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, and they're both controlled by the Israeli Mossad, the CIA, and that's what it's all about. And they're going to bring about this new world order and the end of America, this globalist society. And it will end up in a dystopian, apocalyptic society. We're talking about the four horsemen of Revelation 6. The rider of the white horse, the red horse, the pale horse. They bring death. They bring destruction. What are they buying? 450 million hollow point. That does the maximum damage to your body. And now the U.S. Army has put out a new document called the U.S. Army Internment Resettlement Document. And I have a copy of it here. And it's frightening. Concentration camps. Now, I did Gulag USA. You might want to order that DVD, Gulag USA. This is taking it a step further. But don't worry. While they're resettling you in these new Gulag concentration camps, before they torture you, they'll have you given a briefing. It'll make you feel better. While the military working dogs are nipping and biting at your heels and baring their teeth at you, while you're being beat with billy clubs and thrown into cells or into tent places, while you have chains and handcuffs put around you, and the police batons are batting you on the head, and you can't do anything about it because you're handcuffs and restraints, and they're frisking you to make sure you have no weapons. In fact, they're looking into the most intimate parts of your body for anything. You're going to be assured that everything's going to be okay. Carefully chosen, moderate pastors and clerical leaders. There'll be rabbis there. There'll be priests. There'll be ministers to tell you, don't worry, do what the government wants. It'll all come out okay. Just go to the designated facility, get on the truck, the SWAT team truck. They're going to take you to a place. Everything will be okay. And it'll be the last time you see planet Earth alive. They will be nationally accepted. The government is vetting these people. They're checking out all of the pastors, and they're going to pick the ones that are pro-Israel, pro-Zionist, pro-government, the ones that make fun of conspiracies. Ha, ha, ha. He or she is a conspiracy theorist. How stupid. There is no conspiracy. There is no Big Brother plot. Everything will continue as it always has been. They're going to indoctrinate you. They're going to tell you, God says, do what the government tells you to do. If you don't, you're disobeying God. If you don't do what Barack Obama or Mitt Romney tell you to do in these concentration camps, why, you're a foe, you're an enemy of God, they will tell you. And they'll be paid for their handiwork. These rabbis, these ministers, these priests. And maybe at night, while you're lying in handcuffs, beaten, hungry, they may visit you in your bed, in your cell. Not to comfort you, but to sexually molest you. Because that's the kind of people they'll choose for jobs like that. Now, we want to talk about report from Iron Mountain. How much longer do we have on this side, Jerry? On side one? Okay. 3 minutes. All right. Well, we can begin with the report from Iron Mountain. Because I want you to know what it said. And by the way, I want to let you know something, folks. In addition to Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos, the book, in addition to Project Lucid that tells about the great police state that's being put up around us on every side with barbed wire and an ID card for every American. And believe me, the Obamacare medical plan will require you to have this smart card, the ID card. And eventually you'll be given a biochip in your body. That's all part of the new health care plan, folks. And it's true. In addition to that, we have this audio tape, CD, the report that I did. You can order the CD, I think, is the one we're going to be offering. The CD for $8, called The Report from Iron Mountain. Now, in the second half, I'm going to talk to you about The Report from Iron Mountain. Maybe that'll be enough for you. If you want to go into more depth, though, call and ask us for the first full report that I did. It'll be 60 minutes long, called The Report from Iron Mountain. Right now, though, we're going to be talking about it and let you know a little bit what it was all about. Because I believe what is going to happen to America was first revealed in the report from Iron Mountain that was published in 1967. I first heard about this. I always subscribed to all of the news magazines. And a magazine that recently went out of business, by the way, was always interesting, was called the U.S. News and World Report. And it claimed in its November 20th, 1967 issue that there really was this report from Iron Mountain. It was legitimate. It was authenticated. It was not a hoax. Because when it came out, it was so sensational, it shook many in the nation. And many said, surely this can't be so. Surely this study group did not meet and decide that as substitutes for war, these other things could happen, including blood games, that the government would foist this on us. And U.S. News and World Report in November 20, 1967 issue said it's real. It's true. They have confirmed it with the government of President Johnson. And they said that President Johnson had ordered it to be suppressed so the people of America would not find out about it. This was in U.S. News and World Report. So we start with that fact. It was verified as legitimate by U.S. News and World Report. When we come back, we're going to find out what the report from Iron Mountain said, and we're going to look at what is happening today and see if it all adds up and what it means for our future. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back. Well, Tex Mars again, friend. So glad you're with us today. I would like to thank those of you who give to this ministry as we bring this message across planet Earth. You know, a lot of people write to me and say, Tex, you're the only one like yourself. Well, I guess I am. But no one else seems to have the courage out there. And then those who do, and there are some good people exposing Big Brother. But it doesn't seem they have the knowledge of who they are. In other words, they who really run the conspiracy. And if you don't know who your enemy is, who are you going to fight? You're just shooting into the air. Folks, you've got to know who your enemy is. You've got to know their plan. You've got to know why they do what they do. The Apostle Paul said, for we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Don't be ignorant. And we want to thank you so much for helping this ministry. Now, one way you can help us is to order our books, our DVDs, our audio tapes. I mentioned to you Gulag USA. I believe, Jerry, it's 90 minutes approximately, and it's $25 for the DVD Gulag USA, Concentration Camps in America. Then we have the book, Project Lucid, the B666 Universal Human Control System. Project Lucid. And L-U-C-I-D has a specific meaning, and the book will tell you all about it. Boy, the high-tech police state, including the biochip that is to be put in every human being, the RFID, that is in the book Project Lucid. Now, we also have Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos, that shows you in the Bible it is prophesied we will have a great famine and pestilence and hunger throughout this planet, bringing to pass Revelation 6, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, bringing death and hunger and destruction of the planet and its people. Now, let's look at the price of these things, because I'd like you to know how much they are. I believe Project Lucid is, what, about $20? And for each item, please add $5 shipping and handling. So $20 for Project Lucid, a total of $25. For Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos, I think that's $20 too. If you call us and it's a little bit less, well, good. But if it's, a little bit more, that's all right too. We'll take your $20. And remember, when you order something from us, all the money goes into the general fund. And then we're able to continue this radio program, our websites, even our orphanage project. We call it the Orphanage Project. Actually, it's called the Children's Home is the official name of it. And we help young boys and young girls and even their parents who have been displaced. And many of them are our orphans. And so we help them with your love gifts and offerings. That's a big program. We continue that throughout the year, but especially have a fundraising drive. And I want to emphasize that every dollar that you designate for the children's home, or just call it for the kids or for the orphans home, we'll know what you're talking about. We don't take out any money for administration or supervision or anything else. Every cent goes to the children's home. I can promise you that absolutely, unequivocally. No one here gets a penny of that money that's designated for the children's home. Now, if you give other than that, and we need your help, either love gifts, donations, offerings, call it what you want. A lot of people give us their tithe, and I think that is extremely legitimate. You know, we also have a Bible Home Church here, so we're both a church and a Christian ministry and a patriotic group. So we sort of put it all together here, and I believe that's what God wants us to do. And we support the foundations of the Constitution. And that's why we can preach what we do. We can say what we want because of freedom of speech, freedom of religion that's in our Bill of Rights. And we're going to fight for that Bill of Rights. A lot of people say, well, don't get involved in government things. Folks, if you don't have a Bill of Rights, you can't preach the gospel. If you don't have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, you cannot tell people about Jesus. There are people who are being put to death and Muslim and other countries today. And there are tens of millions who died in the Soviet Union. Why? Because, and simply because, they honor Jesus Christ. Folks, they closed down churches and turned them into brothels and whorehouses and stables and burnt churches. And then they arrested Christians by the millions and tortured and killed them in the USSR. And that's where America's heading. This is the Sovietization, the communization of America. Some people say, oh, the Nazis are going to come back. Oh, shut up. It's not the Nazis. They lost the war in 1945. They're not going to be back. Oh, a few survived. Somebody told me recently, you know, Adolf Hitler lived to 105. Well, good for him. Well, not really good for him, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, they say he was sighted down in Chile or Paraguay in 1992 or whatever. Well, okay. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But a clone Hitler is not going to come back to rule the world, believe me. We have enough wicked people of the communist persuasion alive today and kicking, wanting to be your nanny and your boss. Well, in any case, these books, these DVDs, and especially the report from Iron Mountain, which is for $8, and again, $5 shipping and handling, $8. And I was just informed by Jerry Barrett, my program director here and head of the equipment. He tells me what to do, punches the right button, runs the right correct lever back and forth, makes sure the voice level's right. He gets it to the station, radio station, on time, our program. And, of course, you can hear us on powerofprophecy.com 24/7, 7 days a week. You can hear us in perfect clarity. Then also on Worldwide Christian Radio, WWCR, on WINV, and the American Voice Network. So we're just all over the place. And your love gifts and donations and your buying of our tapes and videos and books make that possible. Here's how to order these books, these DVDs, to get the report from Iron Mountain, or even today's program for $8 plus $5 shipping. Today's program is called Hunger Games and the Report from Iron Mountain. Or you can get the full 60-minute report called the Report from Iron Mountain that I did several years back. Order those by calling us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673, 1-800-234-9673. Or you can go to powerofprophecy.com, use your charge card, or you can write to us and send us the cash or money order or check. And our address here is TexMars or Power of Prophecy, either one. 1708-1708, Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Now let's return to our regular program. We're talking about Hunger Games and the report from Iron Mountain. I was telling you that the U.S. News and World Report magazine said that, yes, this report is a reality. And they said that government officials had told them it was true. Now, they also said in the U.S. News and World Report that orders were sent by the U.S. State Department to U.S. embassies around the world, instructing them to emphasize in those nations that this report has no relationship to U.S. government policy. Oh, no. They don't want you to know that it's for real, folks. You know, not too long ago, some people came out and said, oh, it was all a hoax. It was authored. The report was really authored by one man, a man named Leonard Lewin. It wasn't genuine. It's just a hoax. Oh, sure. Sure. In fact, in the New York Times book review, Mr. Lewin, a Jew, of course, said, yeah, I wrote the book. But wait just a minute. One of America's most eminent scholars, John Kenneth Galbraith, who was one of the most trusted confidants and advisors of President John F. Kennedy, said it is true. There was a report from Iron Mountain. There is one. In fact, in the Washington Post of November 26, 1967, under the pen name, the assumed name of Herschel McLandris, John Kenneth Galbraith, Harvard professor, and as I said, JFK associate, wrote that he knew firsthand. Now, he was in the White House at the time. He said, I know firsthand of the report's authenticity because I was invited to participate in its creation. And he said he had been consulted from time to time and had been asked to strictly keep the project secret. And finally, Galbraith said it was decided that they would let the public know about the report. He wasn't sure, Galbraith said, that that was a wise thing to do, because if too many people heard about it, they would become alarmed. But nevertheless, he said, I agree with its conclusions. So he was consulted about the report by this working group of experts, scientists, government bureaucrats, and others. Listen to what he wrote. Now, I'm talking about one of the top economists, Harvard University, White House economic advisors to President Kennedy. One of the most well-known men in the 60s and 70s in America. And I'm going to quote John Kenneth Galbraith. He wrote in the Washington Post, as I would put my personal repute behind the authenticity of this doctrine, so would I testify to the validity of its conclusions. My reservations relate only to the wisdom of releasing it to an obviously unconditioned public. In other words, people aren't ready for the truth. We should not let them know the results of this report. But as far as the report goes, it is authenticated as real, and I agree with its conclusions. Okay. Because every time I talk about the report from Iron Mountain, folks, I get people that write to me and say, oh, Tex, don't you know that was a hoax? I went to Wikipedia, and a guy, an editor from New York City, a Jewish guy named Leonard Lew, and he said it was all a hoax. He said he was the guy that wrote it single-handedly. Mm-hmm. Well, uh-huh. By the way, Galbraith specifically named Secretary of State Dean Rusk as being one of the ones that was responsible for the report. Now, what is the report all about? What does it say? Could become a substitute for war. If they still wanted to control the people of the earth and its citizens, what would the elite, the Illuminati elite, members of the secret societies, our presidents, our top congressmen, our top Wall Street chieftains, the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board and the other banks, how could they control us if not for war? Well, then we get to the report from Iron Mountain and the ways that they believe they could control us. Now, let's go through these. And you ask yourself, friends, since 1967, has our government and other governments not used these things to control us? The first one in the report from Iron Mountain was a space program. A space program. Now, remember, this was in the early 1960s. This report was published, in fact, in 1967. And they said a great space program whose goal was just huge. You could get all the people thrilled and excited about it could be used. And in fact, NASA started such a program. You remember that John F. Kennedy came out and said that our goal is to land a man on the moon by 1969. So they had that goal. The space program. They established the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA. A second thing that it was decided could be done in order to control people and to bridle human nature as a substitute for war was to create a new non-human enemy, the potential threat of an extraterrestrial civilization. UFOs. And boy, wasn't that big in the 60s and 70s, all the way up to today. Movies like Close Encounters of the Third Kind and others came out, frightening tens of millions of people around the globe. The movie E.T. came out. The movie Independence Day. And you know, the Martians are coming type stuff. Of course, a lot of people made fun of it, but a lot of people were excited, thrilled, frightened by all these reports of UFOs, sightings, and aliens. And in fact, then, that was done to get people's attention, to attract us, to keep us so excited. Ronald Reagan even went to the United Nations and said, I've often wondered, he gave a speech, which he said, I've often wondered if an extraterrestrial civilization sent spaceships to planet Earth to conquer it. Would we all come together as one? You get the idea? And remember, Neil Armstrong, when he supposedly landed on the moon there, and with Buzz, whatever his name, Irwin, and all the guys there, he said, what was his statement? One step, or small step for mankind, for man, one giant leap for mankind. In other words, this moon visit, supposedly, is for all mankind. But hey, the American taxpayer was paying for it, weren't we? We paid for it. We spent billions for NASA and supposedly to land man on the moon. And Neil Armstrong, the astronaut, who, by the way, is a Freemason, as were at least one of the other astronauts, when he steps on it, he says, well, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Well, you were doing it for America, bum. We were supposedly in a space race. That's why everybody was thrilled. We're first. Look, you know, in fact, I myself stayed up till early in the morning watching the grainy photos, black and white. Maybe you did too, friends. And the next day we were all talking about it. It was the greatest, one of the greatest events of our life. We landed on the moon. Of course, now I find out that it was a hoax. That's another story. But it was an exciting thing. And I visited, by the way, I'm from Texas. I went to Houston and visited the Space Center and all this. I went to Huntsville, Alabama, and visited the Space Center there. I haven't been to Cape Canaveral after I found out the whole thing was a hoax. I decided not to waste my time anymore on that. By the way, you wanted me to get my video called The Eagle Has Landed, in which I prove it was a hoax all along. Filmed probably in a third-rate Hollywood studio and put forth to us as truth. I call it then one step, small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, and a toss into the slime pit of hell. That's the third thing that would happen, you see, with this hoax. But the report from Iron Mountain said, first of all, we could have a space program. Or we could create a non-human enemy so that all mankind to come together in a colossal project to defeat the UFO aliens. You know, they may still pull that off. They did the hoax of the moonshot, and they may come up now with UFO aliens. They say the Vatican is cooperating. They've got a giant telescope. They call it Lucifer. That's right. The Vatican has a telescope called Lucifer that's scanning the skies, looking for signs in the heavens. And you know, they might just see them. They might see UFO spaceships coming. It'll be a hoax. Or it might be devils. It might really be devils. It might be the long sought for Planet X. It might be December 21, 2012. When Satan comes with his demons. And making it into a spectacular. We're the ones you've been waiting for all these years. The report from Iron Mountain said, this could be a substitute for war to gain men's interest, their fright, their fear, their colossal projects that come together as one. Now, another thing could be a new threat to all of mankind. They said we could create a hoax. All these you see are hoaxes. We could create a hoax of something called environmentalism. Things like global warming. Depletion of the ozone layer. Destruction of life on planet Earth. We've got to save our mother, Mother Earth. We could get all of mankind involved in the project to save our Mother Earth. She's alive. She loves us. And we've got to fight global warming. We've got to stop the pollution. We've got to recycle. I mean, there's a thousand different ways to love our mother. I saw a book at the bookstore just not too long ago. 50 ways to save planet Earth. Wow. I loved it. I bought the book. I'm doing all 50. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not doing any of them. The Southern Baptist Convention bought into it. Richard Land, one of the top dogs at the Southern Baptist Convention, says, the Great Commission of Christ has a twofold purpose. We're not only to go out and save human souls, but we're to save planet Earth. As pastors and church leaders and laypersons, We've got to save Mother Earth. We've got to save the planet. I had no idea. In the gospel of Mark, Jesus says, go ye into all the world, preaching the kingdom of the gospel. I had no idea the kingdom of the gospel was to save the earth, to make sure the bugs and the cockroaches and the endangered, you know, fishies are saved. Can you believe the Southern Baptists are working to save the, you know, oh my goodness. The report from Iron Mountain said people will fall for this. It could be a substitute for war. It could be a massive worldwide effort. I was watching TV last night. The Australian equivalent of the Secretary of the Treasury was on. He was explaining why they've just passed a carbon emission tax. And the United Nations wants every nation on earth to pass it. Anything you do to burn carbon emissions or to use carbon emissions, you've got to pay a tax on in Australia. I recently read that a human body is carbon-based. Everything, wood, plastic, metal, you know, everything you see, all the materials are carbon-based practically. Human bodies are, and therefore, they say that funeral homes are now going to have to pay the carbon emissions tax. They burn bodies. But also, if you use your automobile, they're going to put a tax on gasoline. How about a lawnmower, a weed whacker? How about a, you know, a little recreational vehicle? How about an aircraft? How about anything practically that you do? If you're a woodworking shop, will you cut into wood? That's carbon-based, isn't it? As far as I know, you probably have to pay a tax now, carbon emissions tax, because we got to save the earth. Oh, brother. By the way, NASA, that was part of this Iron Mountain report, has just reported that for the 13th straight year, the planet has had global cooling, not global warming. But they still want their carbon emission tax. They don't even listen to what their own scientists say anymore. And another report just came out this week. A scientific group studied the last 2,000 years of weather. I don't know how they did, but that's what they said. We studied weather and temperature going back 2,000 years on planet Earth. We find that the whole 2,000 years has been global cooling. I suspect now they'll end their little drama of global warming and suddenly start saying, you know, let's forget about what we used to tell you. Did you know global cooling is coming? We've got to save Mother Earth. Global cooling is here. And everybody will get excited. And all the schools will teach your kids, Chicken Little is here. The sky is falling and global cooling is here. The whole earth is going to be one big snowball. And the little children will cry and say, what can we do to save our mother from the snow and the ice? It's a terrible thing. Well, another way to control mankind as a substitute for war, according to the report from Iron Mountain, was to limit the number of births. Population control. And so they developed an organization called Zero Population Growth. And George Herbert Walker Bush was one of its first presidents. And the Rockefeller sponsored it and the Rothschild sponsored it. And the whole world was interested in population growth. And they even had the Club of Rome that was established. We've got to stop population growth. And abortion became big all over the world. Stop unwanted children. Kill the babies in the womb. It's good for Mother Earth, population control. And they called for it in the report from Iron Mountain. You see, every one of these things they've done. They've established a NASA. They've established the myth of UFOs. I think there are true UFO and aliens. They're demons. But there's also fakes. There's this threat, global threat to mankind from pollution in the environment. There's a new way of limiting births, depopulation. By the way, they say, said in the report from Iron Mountain, one way we can do this is to develop pharmaceuticals or drugs. People think they're taking them for other ailments, but really they make you sterile. Did you get that? You take drugs and you think they're helping your diabetes or your headaches or whatever, but they're making you sterile. Or we could put it in people's water supplies. Oh, well, people fell for fluoride. They'll fall for this too. Now, here's another one, yet another one, away in the report from Iron Mountain. They said we could pull off on the people. Another hoax. Create fictitious alternate enemies. Create fictitious alternate enemies, not real enemies, but people think they are, like those 19 Arab terrorists that brought down the World Trade Center towers, that crashed the plane in Pennsylvania, that smashed into the Pentagon on 9/11. And now Iran is our enemy. Several months ago, it was Libya. Then it was Afghanistan. They were hiding Osama bin Laden and Pakistan. And we need drones, thousands of drones to go and find them. And they're building thousands, tens of thousands of drones to survey America and you and me and watch us every day, 24/7, night and day, the drones, the eyes in the sky, because of the enemies that are everywhere. Did you know that the terrorists are hiding out in every city in America? We've got to ferret them out. And the transportation agents must fill your wives and your mothers and your children up. That's right. They have to sexually pat every area of the body, the breast, the vulva, everything, because we got to stop these terrorists. We've got to take away people's freedoms. We've got to arrest people and put them in camps, concentration camps, even without warrants. And the president has to start a list in which he will kill people if they're just suspected of being a terrorist. Kill them with the drones. Unmanned aircraft operated remotely on television screen, killing American citizens without warrant, without any cause, because they might be terrorists. They're the new alternate fictitious enemies that they talked about in the report from Iron Mountain. And then finally, or not finally, but another element was to create an omnipresent, virtually, well, an international police force. That's part of this that we've just been talking about. Homeland Security. They developed Homeland Security. They didn't need it. It's a hoax. Now they're spending tens of billions of dollars for this massive hoax. And then finally, blood games. We could develop substitutes for war by having gladiatorial games. We can bring back the days of the Roman gladiators, but call it something else. And you know, if you're a boxing fan, are you surprised? Now they have men fighting in cages with almost bare hand knuckles, fighting, kicking each other. Oh yeah. It's incredible. And pro football has reached such a level that the National Football Players Association is saying many of our players are dying from concussions and their brains are damaged. They're punch drunk. And they've never even done any boxing. They've been damaged because men are so huge and powerful, and many of them are using steroids in football and other sports. And it's becoming a danger to their very lives. But they excite the people. The people are getting excited. Blood games. It's going to get so bad that they will have, just like in the movie, Hunger Games. Fight for food. Die to survive. Presented by your friendly government and forecast many years in advance in the report from Iron Mountain. This has been Tex Mars. Pray, my friends, that Jesus will come quickly. And I pray that you will listen in each week during this same time as we expose the evil and the evildoers. Uplift Jesus Christ, truth, and righteousness. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.